Aleishu Chelek Beis Shin Ein Aleph, the third Vad. Ein Manuiz Meharchavas HaDevarim. There's no escaping the need to elaborate, to expand on the matter. Etzem Ma'amad HaTefila Yishborei Memus Ilayis. The very act, very event of davening incorporates within it a supreme elevation. Ul Ma'amad Zeh Tzichim Liskanen. One has to prepare for this event. Noisif Kan Divrei Rabbein Yoina. So we're going to add the words of Rabbi Yonah in this beginning of the perek in Brachos in Umdin. Regarding the statement of Chazal, that Chasidim HaRishonim used to prepare for an hour and then daven Kadesh Yechavnu Yisdibam Makoyim, in order to have the proper Kavanah. Rabbi Yonah writes, Kachua Pirush, Kadesh Yechavnu Shalim Shalem Be'avidas Makoyim. They needed this time to prepare so that the heart should be whole, complete, and time to dissipate, to negate these thoughts of Tanugim. When they clear, when they purify, cleanse the hearts from Evlei Olam Hazeh, and their thoughts are focused on Rememus Hashem, they knew that their tefillah would be much more pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al kavana zeh ne'emar, regarding this, the pasuk says, "Tochin libam, takshiv oznecha," that you prepare the hearts. U'mash amat tochin libam, this phrase, "Tochin libam," you prepare the hearts. Mipnei shekavanas taharas halev me'averos mitanogei olam hazeh. This idea of achieving a pure heart, achieving this focus in a pure heart and cleansed heart, cleansing it from averos and thoughts of tanugim, tzricha siyua me'mkoim. It requires siyata dishmaya. The author continues, Lifnei borei kol ha'olamos and omdim batefila. We stand before the creator of all worlds. Umi omed lefanav mamash. Who's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Halev shelanu. Rabbi Yonah focuses all the time on this concept of the lev. Im kol ma'ar boiles machshavei sav. With the whole whirlpool of thoughts. Hari bevadai alenu letaher libeinu ad kama shenuchal likas ma'amad gadol ze. Certainly then it's incumbent upon us to cleanse the heart, to purify it as much as we can before this enormous event. Aleinu lo yisif kan, what we have to add here is al ma shekvar nisba'er bavad hakodem, what we explained in the previous vad, ki ta'anugei ha'olam hazeh v'hana'os haguf, these ideas, the pleasures that we're speaking about of removing from our minds, hem shnei kotavim, these are two poles, asher sivivam misrakzim kol rachashei halev, around which all the murmurs, literally, all the thoughts of the heart rotate around these two poles. Bevadai lo al etzem ta'anugim levadam nemudav Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is not limiting himself to actual physical pleasures. It's not the only thing that is in a person's heart. Ki im al kol avizarayu. It's all that goes with it, all the accessories, all the attachments, so to speak. Lemashal, the author now explains what he means. Hatirdois shelanu mafies lanu batfila. We know there's not always a thought about lunch that distracts us. Not necessarily. It's certain tirdois. We're preoccupied with certain issues that bother us, and that distracts us from tefillah. But main hatirdois, if we look at them, what are they exactly? What are these things that are bothering us? Generally, asakim imnei adam, certain issues, interpersonal issues, kshayim b'avodah, certain difficulties at work, challenges, ketatois b'bayis, certain quarrels at home, v'chadoimeh. Similar things like that. V'nagiyana b'atzmin, so think about that for a moment. Where does that stem from? Asakim imnei adam, why is it that certain interactions with people disturb us and distract us? Because kanei sapki abichvedein, in one interaction, we were insulted. Another interaction, we got the upper hand. And we felt ourselves honored or whatever. A certain difficulty at work, again, preoccupied us and disturbed us. Whatever quarrel happened at home, so it took away from a pleasure from my wife, my children, from family. The point is, whatever is really distracting us and disturbing us in the tefillah, ultimately, it has to do with some impingement on a pleasure that I expected. Whether it's a pleasure of recognition or tranquility or Isparus Beladim, the ability to boast about my children, or Hana'am Mishpacha, some pleasure with the children, it's all a detraction from my Hana'ah. And furthermore, there's certain aspects of pleasure from one's preoccupations. Look how busy I am. I'm so busy. And that gives a person pleasure. Certainly, parnasa is a tremendous distraction and burden. But it revolves again around hana'ah, the money that one is earning. The point is, the bottom line is, all of these tanugim, it means they and their extensions, as we just explained now. Those have to be negated at the time of the tefillah. The pasuk in Tehillim Chafhei, Eilecha Hashem nafshi esa, my soul rises towards you. Bizkarvus el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anu machochim leisnasois me'al ktanus ha'asakim shelanu ba'olam hazeh. What we're saying is that in drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to rise above, we need to soar above these issues, these preoccupations in Olam Hazeh. Ul'ovdoi b'chol levavchem u'chol nefshechem, as we say in the Shema, to serve Hashem with all one's heart, all one's soul. Hainu b'msirus nefesh. The Torah here demands b'msirus nefesh, with all your heart, with all your soul. V'yesh m'sirus nefesh lamus. That's the normal understanding of m'sirus nefesh. It's a m'sirus nefesh where a person is prepared to give up his life. However, v'yesh m'sirus nefesh lichyois chayim yosei gvoim. There's another form of m'sirus nefesh, which is a m'sirus nefesh, one's devoting oneself to live a higher life. One is prepared, one is giving oneself to live a higher, more noble life. V'zoi ha-m'sirus nefesh hadrusha la-tefillah. That's a m'sirus nefesh that is required, necessary for tefillah. L'ischi yom anu metzuvim, regarding a day laborer, a casual laborer, the Torah commands us, b'yomoy titen secheroi, pay him on time, ki on nihu, ve'eilavu noise es nafshoi lamus. The Torah uses this expression that we are busy with, noise es nafshoi, his soul is directed towards that payment. And Chazal explained, Allah bakevesh nitla ba'ilan, a casual laborer, so he has to climb a tree in order to get down the oranges, he has to climb a whatever, around a building site, there's certain dangers. Kol po'el moiser nafshal avodaseh. Every laborer is moiser nefesh to a certain extent when he's working. Ki ein melacha she'ein bach sikun. There's no work without an attendant danger. It may be very small danger, but there's always danger involved. V'zeh nikra nesi'us nefesh. The Torah calls it nesi'us nefesh. Oisah nesi'us nefesh derusha lanu batefillah. It's that nesi'us nefesh which is required in tefillah. Ei efshar letzamtzim hachana zeh lerega shel haschalas ha-shmoneh-esre. One cannot contract, one cannot limit the preparation, this preparation, for the moment before the beginning of the Amidah. It's not enough time. Al inyan zeh anu tzichim loses da'ateinu beregei hachana lifnei haschalas ha-tefillah. We need to pay attention to these inyonim in the moments of preparation before the tefillah begins. In fact, lifnei haschalas aniras b'kos ha-shachar, before we even begin saying b'kos ha-shachar, right at the beginning of the day. Im az kvar nichnasnu l'machshav hazeh, if then, at the beginning, before even saying b'kos ha-shachar, we enter into this mode of thought, yakeil alenu lechadeshah b'eis shanu omdim nispel ha-shmoneh-esre, then it'll be easy to reactivate it when we're standing at the Amidah, because it's already been switched on. Yamim v'shavu'is rabim nitzarech leislamed b'chana zeh. Many days, many weeks are necessary to train oneself in this type of preparation. Va'ad revi'i. Ha'mechitza ha'ikaris ben adam uven bor'oi. The main division, the separation between a person and his creator, I hargashas hayashus shelanu, is our sense of being. Ani yesh, I exist. Zoyis emeres, ani oiseh, ani poel, ani matzleh. I do, I accomplish, I succeed. Velachen lama ni poneh klal lebo'i. So, bichlal, why turn to the Creator at all? The answer gift us is shi azoli gamkin. Give me a little boost. Just help me a little bit also. Deep in my heart, I don't sense that it's so essential, so indispensable. Can you miss the ainanim sheli levadi? I take care of my own affairs by myself. I'm capable. The opposite is true. Kol hargashas yeshus sheli ta'us g'dayla. This entire feeling of being is a major mistake. Chayai Mesurim Biyadoi. My life is given to him, is in his hand. Kol Machashava Matzlecha, who is Baruch Hashem Bilibi. Every thought then turns out to be successful, like a Hashem placed in my heart. Kol Derochai Umitzadai, who Hashem Heichin. That's of course a pasuk, and Chazal used that pasuk to formulate the bracha of Meichin Mitzadei Gover. Hakol Yisbarach. Let's not take this concept that we use, the Yeshus, the sense of being, and translate it into simple English. Boy nikres hagashazi gava. In simple English, this sense is called gava. V'asaras hagashazi me'alev hachna'a. The removal of this feeling from the heart is called humility. Zoi ha'akdama hasheniya le'maaseh tefila. La'amoy lifnei Hashem. This is the second introduction for what we call in Rav Chaim's terminology, Maaseh Tefillah, the act of Tefillah, which is to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loi kal hu li'ikana lefonav yisbarach. It is not easy to achieve submission before Kadosh Baruch Hu, bifrat biskuf asein, especially in these times in history, in our era, hasoledes kol kach mikol shemetz shel hachna. In our era, where people are so distant from any iota of humility. But we're standing before the Creator of all worlds. It doesn't matter which era in history. Then, now, as we put it in the, we knock on the door like paupers. The Torah expresses the prohibition of Ga'avah specifically with regard to a king. Levilti rum levavoy me'echam, so that his heart should not rise unduly. That's in Shiftim. Vafilu mi paroi harasha, melech adir ve'aritz, even from paroi, the most powerful king, deresha kadosh bo demands, ad mosai me'anta le'anois miponai. How long will you continue to refuse to humble yourself? And Rashi they explains, le'anois means le'yos ani ve'shafel miponai, in Parshas Bo'i. When we are about to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's demanded is hisbatlus. That's of course the pasuk there. Yeah? It's not kuichi ve'oitzim yadi that has led to this success. This is based upon onklos there. Kuichi ve'oitzim yadi, onklos translates this as Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me counsel, places counsel in my heart, in order to produce a favorable outcome. This is the concept of all the petitions, all the requests in Amida. Al hadas sheli enin yachol ismoich. I don't rely on my das. Rak hu yisborach chayinen hadas. He's the one who provides, bestows das. Rechoy kani mitorah b'avidas Hashem ad kama sheni amel ba. No matter how much I toil, but I find myself distant from Torah and avodat Hashem. Rak hu yisborach yachol lehair li darki. He can illuminate this path. Geula mimenu, refuah mimenu, parnasa mimenu. These are different bakashes in the Amida. Geder chadash shel chidush anu motzim b'tefillah. We found a new aspect of chidush in within the context of tefillah. Where behad mutar lispalel tefinas nedava im yochal lechadesh b'davar. The halacha is that a person may daven a voluntary Amida if there's some novel aspect to it. Meaning, it's not required that he have some new insight into the Nusach HaTfilah. That doesn't give one the entree to daven tefilas nedavah. If something since the previous tefillah has become, has popped up and there's a new need that has arisen that the person has to ask for, that's sufficient grounds to daven tefilas nedavah. This is from why does that work? Why is it that a new need that has arisen allows one to daven tefilas nedavar? Because a new need is a new imperative to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a new recognition of the extent to which we depend on him. And mimele, once the person has a recognition, he can daven tefilas nedavar. There's no need really to prove that tefillah requires humility. Because as we've just been saying, really the formulation of the tefillah will not be understood at all without the concept of humility. Ulam nonetheless, matzinu tana de meseyalan berashi reish shana chaf vav. We find support nonetheless in the words of Rashi over there. In the previous Vadim, we followed Rabbeinu Yonah Bevi'ura Gemara in explaining that Gemara, the two were sitting and the third one joined them. Shamispalel tzerech sheiten libo lemala ve'inav lemata. The start of these psukim, that the mispalel needs to direct his heart upwards and his eyes downwards. V'nei meirashi v'rosh Hashanah muchach, shimeva'eres ha'gemara ba'ifen acher. We see from Rashi there, Rosh Hashanah Dav Chaval, he explains the Gemara differently. Garsinan Sham. Then Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara teaches, Mar Sovar b'Rosh Hashanah kama dekaif inishtatei tfei me'alei. The one opinion holds that in Rosh Hashanah, the more the person bends his da'at or bows his das, the better it is. Uv'yoyim ha'kippurim kama deposhit inishtatei tfei me'alei. In Yom HaKippurim, the more the person stretches or may straight his das, the better it is. That's the one opinion. Ve'idach sova hefech, the other Moira holds the opposite. Ve'chosav Rashi writes the kama dechayif inish bisfilasoi. Kama dechayif inish, this expression of the person bows or bends, panav kevushim la'oetz. Rashi explains that it means that during the davening his face is towards the ground, tfei adif, it's better, mishum, because of this pasuk that we've been discussing, ayu einai velibi sham, my eyes will be directed there, down. Then kama de pashit inish, the more that a person's stretched or straightforward, mishum nisa levavenu el kapayim. Hare mishnei pesukim elu, anu lomdim, so from these two pesukim we learn, da mispalel tzer shiten enav lemata viliboy lemala, the mispalel has to direct his eyes down and his heart up, veninza, in context we find, shirashi mev liboy lemala, Rashi's understanding of his heart upwards, the pashit date. In the words of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that's called pashit date. His das is straight. Ve'inav lemata is dechayv date. His heart, his eyes towards the floor corresponds to the expression kayf date. His das is bent or bowed. Uma she'beresh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim eschalkim advarim. On Rosh Hashanah yom ha'kippurim, because of the nature of the day, so we divide it. On one day it's better to have this way. On another day it's better to have that way. Kan kaif date v'chan pashit date, as we said, on one day it's better to have it this way, another day to have it that way, that noheg b'chol tfilos ha'shana b'vasachas. Throughout the rest of the year, we don't separate these two notions. They have to apply simultaneously. V'nimtzenu lemedim, so what emerges is, ki b'tefila tzrim likroich arimemus shel pashit date v'achna'a shel kaif date b'yachad. In tefillah, we need to wrap together the exalted feeling of pashit date and the humility of kaif date. It has to be together. Harimimus. Why is there a sense of exaltation? Kilifnei boirei kol ha'olamos anu'omdim. The recognition that we stand before the master, the creator of all worlds, is elevating. V'hachna'a mipnei she'anu misbatim lefanav. The hachna'a, the humility, because we negate our agenda in front of him. We've spoken about this before. There's no real humility without a sense of worth, without a sense of exaltation. Otherwise, it's not true humility. We spoke about this. The section of the safe of this volume, when you spoke about Gaava, we spoke about that as well. It's if without remus, it's shiflus. It's not hachna'a. If we want to establish a particular focus in the tefillah on a sense of exaltation that I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistaber shemekoimah b'shalosh harishonis. It makes sense that one should focus on it in the first three brachos. Av shebevadai gam sham mislavai leatzli shelachna, of course, there too there's the sound, the melody of humility. But nonetheless, in the first three, it's good to focus more on the reimemus. The main place in the Amidah of humility is davka b'mitzayyos v'acharonos, in the middle section, the requests and the acharonos. Ki hargashas chesroinoseinu v'hoida'a lefanav, because the recognition of our shortcomings and lack and gratitude towards him, nevois v'achna, that comes from humility. Zoi ha'akdama ha'sheniya l'chavanas ma'aseh tefillah. So this is the second prerequisite in achieving ma'aseh tefillah, the act of tefillah. Loi bekalus yalenanu li'istamed baze. It's not easy to practice this. המבוגר שכבר הסלמד פעם בביטול הגאווה, an adult who's already done some exercises, who's practiced this idea of ביטול הגאווה, לא יסקשה כל כך לעורר הכנעה בעשר תפילה. You won't find it all that difficult to awaken humility in the tefillah. There are too many knocks in life. It make it easier to be mevatel one's gaava. אבל הצעיר הלומד תורה, a youngster who is in the midst of his flourishing growth in Torah, שצריך לדחוס את תיקון גאווה. So we've mentioned this a number of times before. He should not really be focusing on תיקון גאווה. He should postpone it. זה יפה לו בלימודוי וחידוד שכלוי. Because such an exercise will interrupt, will disturb his growth and sharpening his mind. We've explained it in the second section of this volume. At least such a youngster who צריך בהגיעו לתפילה לעורר ההכנעה והסבטלות. At least during the tefila, and we said this in the שער שני, that's the appropriate place for him to awaken humility. ובשבילו זה עבודה קשה. For him it will be difficult. It's hard. אך יסלמד כל אחד בזה כפי יכולתו. Each person should train himself in this to the extent of his ability, בזמן ממושך ובסבלנות מרובה, over a lengthy period of time and with much patience, והשם יעזור לו להכין ליבוי. And may Hashem help him להכין ליבוי. This again goes to what Rabbeinu Yonah was saying from the pasuk, תוכין ליבם, that it requires סייעתא דשמיא to have the heart cleansed of all distractions during the tefillah. עד כאן.